So when we went to school, it was only eight went that time, and we were all in, different kind of class, different grades. So I can remember my eighth grade year, I had a math teacher and an English teacher that stayed after class with some of the blacks to help them, come up to the same level as the white kids.
Wow.
But in one sense, I guess I felt like with the black schools, the teachers cared more about you in a sense, and making sure you got what you needed. And if you didn't get what you need, they definitely called your parents and told you. Whereas our parents weren't used to going to PTA, and I mean, they went to PTA, but not like the PTA in the white school, because to me, the white schools, it was more political type thing, who had the money, who didn't have the money type situation. But it was fun, but it was hard, I guess, for me, because when you go to a class and they say in groups, in all my classes I would be the only black, and the teacher would have to put me in a class, because even though everybody was nice, but nobody would choose you because they chose their friends. And it was like, okay, and then they say, well, Shirley, you need to go to this class. Shirley doesn't have a group to go in, so is somebody gonna accept her, But, as I went through school, it got a little bit better because you interacted more with the kids and stuff and got to know them better. Even though you knew most of the kids that were there because you played with them, that they lived in Roswell and basically around your area. But at school, it's different because it's with their friends.
I see. Okay.
Wow. So wait, I have a really quick question. Did the teachers in Alpharetta, were they all black teachers? Did they ever come to the schools in Roswell then?
One teacher did.
Okay.
But then what about the one room schools that you were talking about that were already here? Did those schools close, and
They
did
had
any of
closed.
those teachers go to
They had
Roswell?
closed. And mostly, I think those teachers, I think, were more or less from Atlanta.
Oh.
So they came in
for. Okay.
Wow.
And so none of those children that were going to those schools went to Roswell
No,
once they
because this
closed?
was early on. So when those school, when Bailey Johnson opened, the one room schools in Roswell closed.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. I thought they were going simultaneously. All
Mm-mm.
right. Okay.
Wow.
Very interesting.
It is. So when you sent your kids to school, you had to get them for their clothes that they would wear to school now. Did you make their clothes or did you buy their clothes? So when you sent her to school, did you make her clothes or did you buy them?
No.
No.
I it was the lady that sold sometime would make some things.
So you never sewed?
Mm-mm.
Don't like it?
If I never did lawn. I never did lawn this so.
Oh, because we were really looking for a quilting group.
Yeah, I'm looking for a
Can't help us out on
quilting group. So did your mom make your clothes for you though, growing up, or no?
When I was growing up.
Really? Now, what would she make them out of? What? Because people use different things to make clothes.
Yeah, but she would buy this big old bolt of material. Oh, I remember her buying it. All of us had us. We told Mama, Mama, don't buy all that. Oh, we don't want a dress. All of us don't want the same dress. Something made out of that. We finally stopped her from doing that. Yeah, all of us had the same kind of dress. See, all of us had the same kind. Somebody said, y'all got on the same kind of dress or something. Oh, God.